Hey everyone, it's Jessica. I have been talking with a lot of our staff and other families, I would say as well, about helping families reshift their perspective when they go into that, what I call like a panic cycle, right? They are like, I have to have my child following directions. I have to be able to sit at the table. How are they ever going to hold a job? How are they going to succeed in high school, you know, when they're 3 or 4 years old? Of maybe shifting their focus and separating out end goal versus the next step. What is the next step we need to do now? Here's where we are. We can currently hold a marker and we can scribble, right? That's our current location. You can think about it like a map. What is our next step? Where do we go next? We don't need to jump to our end goal of writing, right? But what is just our next step? And let's be okay in that next step and the next step and the next step. And maybe giving them a visual, like a map of this is your end goal. You keep coming to me saying, I want them to pay attention. I want them to follow directions. Let's map out what are each of those steps along the way to getting to that space so that we can celebrate those small wins and remember where we are. Because so often our families are thinking 10 steps ahead, 10 years ahead oftentimes, that they forget that their kids are doing hard work right now every single day. And they forget to praise that. They forget to celebrate it and just enjoy it and trust that those next steps are going to come and those next steps are going to lead to their end goal. And I think, unfortunately, our society kind of does that as well, too. When people start doom scrolling on the internet or, you know, school does their IEP and have families in a panic going, oh my gosh, I didn't know that they couldn't write their name. I didn't know that they couldn't do this, couldn't do that, couldn't do this. It's all based on what they can't do. Helping them reframe and say, that's a great end goal. We don't know how long it's going to take them to get there, but let's think about our next step from where we are. And that's going to put us on the path to your end goal. Something to think about, maybe some verbiage that might be helpful for those families who are really, really stuck on, why isn't my kid talking yet? Why aren't they writing their name yet? Why aren't they doing this yet or this yet? Maybe a reframe will be helpful.